Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday continues here. Lupe and Highland. Elvis Presley, Power of My Love. That song is a jam. You gotta love that. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell coming up at 5, and at 6 o'clock for your morning drive, it's the great Steve Cochran. It is Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah. And, yeah. And Esmeralda has now joined me in studio. Esmeralda, are you ready for some celebrity name game?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Can we hear the thing with the thing on top of it? The thing?
It's Nick D. Celebrity Name Game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun. Let's start and play.
All right. There you go. All right, time for a celebrity name game. This is based on Craigie Fergie's great show, Celebrity Name Game. And we get some cards in front of us, and Esmeralda will give me clues. I will give Esmeralda clues. And the first card is themed, so they're all connected in some way. The answers are all connected in some way. And the second card is just could be anything at all. With the first card, you get 45 seconds on the clock to give your answers. And the second card, you get 75 seconds. The great Dan Chagrou will be keeping track of both time and our score.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
Shall we start with the thing?
City by the Bay.
San Francisco, huh?
Things and people.
San Francisco, things and people.
Mm-hmm.
City by the Bay.
3, 2, 1.
The guy who runs Apple. Or did.
Steve Jobs.
Yes. The thing where the...
Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes. that prison in the middle of the
Alcatraz.
Water. He did... he sings kind of like old standards. And then he did
Tony Bennett.
Yes. This is where you can get soup. And
restaurant?
Stuff. Yeah, right. There's a bunch of them there and a lot of
deli?
Stupid shops where you can buy dumb magnets and things. And
a tourist...
Right, and then they, you know, where you can go fishing. Man.
Okay, go ahead.
Fisherman's War.
Yeah, go ahead.
He was a leader.
10 seconds.
He started the Pride flag, I believe.
Harvey
did
Milk.
The movie, yes. She's in, come on. She's in that movie.
That's good. That was a good clue.
It's not even a movie. It's that show.
What was it?
Aisha Tyler. I'm assuming she's from there.
Yeah. Oh, I like Aisha Tyler. You could have just said hot.
You just go down the list.
Yeah. How many there with that?
4.
4? Fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bean Town.
Oh, and they're all places.
Boston people and stuff.
Okay.
Boston people and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
John F.
Kennedy.
Yeah, but the
Junior.
The family.
The Kennedys.
Right. Smart college.
Harvard.
Right.
Harvard.
See the full thing, Harvard.
Oh, Harvard's school, Harvard
no,
College.
No.
Harvard University.
Yes. The baseball stadium in
Fenway
Boston.
Park.
That's right. He wrote in and said, hey, the British are coming.
Paul Revere.
Right. he's an actor. He's on the blacklist now. He was in Pretty in Pink. Less than Zero.
Anthony Michael Hall?
No. He's on Blacklist, the Blacklist, the TV show.
I don't know.
Always played
pass.
A bad guy in
yeah,
the 80s.
Yeah, pass.
Let's see. She Kill Bill. She's the Kill Bill.
Uma Thurman.
Right. The basketball team.
The Celtics.
Well, yes.
Boston Celtics.
Right. Okay. Spader, James Spader.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah. Anthony Michael Hall.
What? He might have been in Less Than Zero. I don't remember.
It came out around a time when you know, Anthony Michael Hall was still making movies.
Well, yeah, and you said...
I said what?
Pretty in Pink He's not. Oh, he's not in that either.
No, he's not. Anthony Michael Hall's not in Pretty in Pink.
He had a small walk-on role. You didn't see him.
Right. It was a cameo.
It got cut.
Yeah. So what happened there?
Six.
All right.
All right.
So you got six. I got four.
Yes.
What the hell, man?
Sorry.
Come on. All right. Are we ready for the next round? 75 hours.
Yes.
75 seconds on the clock. And this is anything.
Mm-hmm.
Random. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Did Kill Bill, the director?
Quentin Tarantino.
I don't know. I think he's the guy from Survivor, the host.
Jeff Probst?
Yes. She's Buffy.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes.
Should be Christy Swanson, okay. But go ahead.
That was a movie, and then they had the TV show. Dun, 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 dun,
The Odd dun, Couple. Dun, dun,
dun. Yeah. This is a fancy car that drives fast.
Lamborghini?
No, it's got a
Porsche?
Horse, I think.
Jaguar?
No, I think it's a horse. Thing. I think it's Italian.
The Ferrari.
Yes. This show where they those rich people judge the people's inventions.
Shark Tank.
Yes. The game with the man with the monocle, and you gotta buy stuff.
Monopoly.
this channel is where it makes you laugh a lot.
Comedy Central.
Yes. He's out there. He's that big old statue outside of in the court.
Oh, Abe Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
10 seconds.
And then 6 degrees of
separation?
No. The guy.
Oh, Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Done. Okay.
Bravo.
It's all 10?
Yeah.
Got all 10 of those.
How do they not do it on the show?
Well, they split it up.
Oh, right.
On the show, the one person goes for
Still.
What is it, 30 seconds, and the next person has, no, 35 seconds, the second right. person has 30 well, seconds, still. I think, or something like that. So, I don't know.
Killed it!
All right. I know. All right, let's do this one before we break. We got one more round here to do. Could be anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Rapper was in 8 Mile.
Eminem.
She's on The View now? She was in Color Purple and Ghost.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Right. This was Hey, the show with Hey.
On Happy Days.
Right. Hello?
Lionel Richie.
No, the other, the British singer, woman.
Adele.
Right.
What? Come on.
The guy who hosts Dancing with the Stars and the AFV.
Oh, I don't know.
He basically runs ABC?
Yeah, I don't know that guy's name.
Okay. An African-American poet and author.
Maya Angelou?
Mm-hmm. The show about guys making meth. He's a teacher.
Breaking Bad.
Right. The baseball team in the Bronx. In the Bronx.
Right. I don't know.
Baseball team.
It's not helping.
Babe Ruth was on this team.
10 seconds remaining.
I don't know. Fast.
All right. The Green Ogre, Mike Myers, did his voice. They help in emergency situations. It's an organization.
911.
No, it's an organization.
Time.
Oh, the Red Cross.
The Red Cross, yeah. Tom Bergeron, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And the New York Yankees.
Oh, okay. He kept going with the Bronx thing. I'm like, I don't
because
know
the Mets are not in the Bronx. The Yankees are. That's why I said
okay.
Because there's two. I couldn't say baseball team in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happened there?
She got 7.
So what's the score?
14-13 to Jillian.
Oh.
Oh,
boy!
It's a tight race.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tom Bergeron. I remember that dude's name.
Yeah. I mean, he owns NBC.
Right. He's on everything.
He's on everything on ABC. Yeah. Wow. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah. Glenn requested the one, the only, the genius that is Weird Al with My Bologna.
I used to love, I call it bologna, but.
It is bologna. Yeah. You don't eat bologna anymore?
No.
I like bologna.
I used to use it as a kid, and I would bite a hole in the middle.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah.
You ever fry it?
No. No. Just although, if you go to Jerry's Grill, I think that's the prison special.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, fried bologna.
Right on Western there?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had that.
Yeah.
I used to go there all the time.
Yeah, they got a...
Not very far from Ricochet's, so I spent a lot of time at Jerry's not sober.
Yeah, prison special there.
Oh, well, that's cool. You know, when you fry bologna, just, you know, you have to cut a hole in the middle.
Oh, really?
You have to cut like an X in the middle or slight, because otherwise it'll bubble up like a dome.
Oh, okay.
For those people who love to fry bologna.
Right.
But anyway.
That's
a cooking tip. That's a culinary tip for all you people who need to know about how to fry bologna. All right. Welcome back. We're all back now. It's Celebrity Name Game. Game. And Dan, remind everybody about the score again. It's very close, is it not?
Yes, you're a smidge ahead, 14 to 13.
Oh, huh?
Just a scotch.
That's... that's right. All right, shall we do this? What's the theming thing?
Ms. Moneybags, rich American women.
What? Okay, rich American women, Ms. Yes. Moneybags. All right, yes. 45 seconds on the old clockaroo.
3, 2, 1.
It's one of the babies from Full House. Remember, and we're like
Mary
the good
Kate
one.
Olsen.
Yes.
Olsen.
Yes. This one, she was the one, she had that show on MTV, and she asked what, if tuna was chicken.
Oh, Jessica Simpson.
Yes. Oh, and this one's, and you'll get a car, and you'll get a car.
Oprah Winfrey. Jessica Simpson is one of the richest?
Yeah, she's got a car, or she's got a shoe deal. She's got big mouth, pretty woman.
Julia Roberts.
this one, she's got the skinny... She's on the Real Housewives of New York.
Not gonna know.
All right.
10 seconds.
This is, she takes the she's so hot. She's from the Simple
Paris
Life.
Paris Hilton.
Yes. Oh, and this is Jay-Z's wife.
Beyonce.
Yes.
Time.
Yes.
Who is this Real Housewife?
Bethany Frankel.
Not
I think
even.
We had that one before and you didn't know it.
No. My ex-wife would have known it.
She loved the Real Housewives.
No. She particularly liked her.
Ah, okay.
And liked her spinoff more than the...
Ah, got it.
That's the only reason I would even know her name.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. All right, how many we get there?
That was a total of 6 for a new total of 20.
Come on now! All right. You ready?
Yes.
You make me feel so young!
You're welcome.
Famous juniors. I have no... You make me feel so young. Famous juniors.
Okay.
All right. So obviously, every answer is going to end with
junior.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I got it.
2, 1.
The most famous civil rights activist.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Right. President who was shot in
John
Dallas.
F. Kennedy Jr.
Right. He was in Less Than Zero. He's Sherlock Holmes now. He's Iron Man.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.
Right. He has a glass eye. He is a black singer.
Oh,
was on
man.
The had a special appearance on All in the Family where he kissed Archie.
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
Okay.
Right now.
He was in he was in Chili Dogs and Jerry Maguire.
Oh, Cuba Gooding Jr.
Right. I'm from New Orleans and I play jazz on the piano and I was a judge on Idol.
Yeah, I can't remember. Frank. Yeah, I can't remember their names.
Harry Connick Jr.
Right.
Sammy Davis Jr. Come on, man. Sammy. Who can take a sunrise?
Yeah. No, I could see him in my head. I just couldn't remember his name.
How many there?
That was 5 for a total of 18. So 20 to 18.
20 to 18.
Still very close.
Mm. Okay. Hmm? So you're up for a final roundy?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. This is, with the Fonz. The
Happy
show.
Days.
Yeah. The clear soda. It's in the...
7-Up?
Yeah. The jeans and what's her face with the eyebrows.
Oh,
you
boy.
Can't get me out of my jeans.
Calvin Klein.
Yes. Sylvester Stallone, and he shoots everyone, and he's in the jungle.
Oh, Rambo?
Yes. Oh, I'll have what she's having.
When Harry Met Sally?
Yes. He talks all backwards, and he's a tiny little green man.
Oh, Yoda.
Yes. The red-haired, and she's in Herbie and Mean
Lindsay
Girls.
Lohan.
Yes. She was in that movie with the where they were flying everywhere with George Clooney, and she's in that Pitch
Anna
Perfect.
Kendrick.
Yes. This is where all the stuff happens of the government, nationally.
Washington D.C.
Yes, and then this is the cereal that make the noises.
Rice Krispies.
Right, but what are the names?
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Yes, done.
We got them all?
Yeah.
All right. Well, how many does she can't win? Right,
can't win. Oh.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Well, you know, what can I say? All right. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Could be anything. Mm-hmm. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
She's out of my life.
Michael Jackson.
Right. She is in the Star Trek movies. She's in Avatar.
Man.
She's a beautiful. She's in the Guardian of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay. The TV show with Liz Lemon and
30 Rock.
Right. She is one of in the movie version of Charlie's Angels, the Asian woman. She was in
Lucy
Kill Bill.
Liu.
Right. One of the greatest gangster movies ever made, Martin Scorsese.
Godfather?
No, Martin Scorsese.
Scar's face. I don't know.
it's got Joe Pesci. What am I, funny? You
Good
think
fellas.
I'm funny? All right. What the opposite of sad?
Happy.
this is about a kid and a whale.
Oh,
hey, look, he's a whale.
Man. Hold. Yeah, I can't remember. Something away. Fly away.
No. He's a fantastic fat Italian chef who wears Crocs.
Oh, Mario Batali.
Right. It's the 50th state.
Hawaii.
Oh, 49th Alaska. State. What did you say?
Hawaii.
No.
Alaska.
Right. Okay. He's a bike rider with one testicle.
I don't know. He's in time.
He dated. No, he said 10.
No, I said.
Oh, you
time.
Said time.
He's in time.
Oh,
10 Sorry. Seconds are tied.
So. All right. Do you know the bike rider with one testicle?
Yeah, it's no.
Lance Armstrong.
Zoe Saldana. Is that
there you go. You missed that one. All mm-hmm. right, I won. Let's find out what's happening on the opening bell. And here is Steve. Hey, Steve.
I knew that one with the one testicle.
Yeah.
I had that answer ready to go.
Yeah.
Coming up next, you've probably heard a lot about this beverage tax that's going to start this weekend in Cook County. We're going to be talking with the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, who's filed a lawsuit about this. Also, the aging demographic of college students. Next in the opening bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
All right, cool. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
It'll be Thursday, Triple Play Thursday, mm-hmm. and Dan Feinberg will join us. And
cool.
we are going to talk about Twin Peaks.
Oh, boy.
All right. Very cool. Well, the news is coming up next. Hey, whoa, Dan. Let's before we get it out, you got to tell everybody the text that we just got. Hold on. Go ahead.
A movie about a whale in the ocean called Fly Away.
He flies over the rock.
It's Free Willy, by the way, Esmeralda. All right. We'll take a break. We're not taking a break. We're leaving. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 2 a.m.